Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, hi again, everyone. I'm 1010 Wins Sports Director Mark Renee. This is On the Mark, where we take a look at the stories behind the stories in the world of sports. I am pleased to be joined by one of the absolute hardest working men in the broadcast business. He's Kenny Albert, who just this past Sunday was in Washington, D.C. to watch the Giants win for only the second time this season. This Sunday, he'll be in Pittsburgh for the Steelers and Bengals. But this evening, and this is Thursday, we are talking high school football. Can't believe I'm saying this, but it's true. Northern Valley Regional Demarest against Dumont in Bergen County, New Jersey. And Kenny Albert will be calling play-by-play. And first of all, sir, I want to say thank you for joining me. I hope all is well. When I spoke to you back in mid-May, we weren't sure when you'd be going back to work. That finally happened in late July. And I guess I should ask, are you just making up for lost time here?
Well, Mark, first of all, thanks for having me on, and hopefully you and all your listeners and viewers are staying safe and healthy. It was a surreal time for all of us when we last spoke. I was home personally for 146 straight days from mid-March until late July, early August, and then it was 37 days in Edmonton in the NHL bubble, which was a terrific experience, calling games just about every day right through the Western Conference Final. And since returning home, it's been the NFL games on the weekend, the NFL on Fox, and as you mentioned, Washington last Sunday, Pittsburgh this coming Sunday, and the high school game tonight.
So how did this high school thing come to be? I know the answer, but I think our listeners would be interested to know.
Well, I've lived in Bergen County in northern New Jersey for close to 21 years now. We moved here in 1999. I knew nothing about New Jersey prior to the move, aside from the Meadowlands and Newark Airport and the Turnpike. That was about it. But now I've lived here longer than anywhere else that I have in my life. And I have two daughters. One graduated from Northern Valley Regional High School in Demarest in 2017. My other daughter is a senior this year. So I've gotten to know Greg Butler, the athletic director, through the years. And all of us as parents received emails about a month ago regarding live streaming of sporting events, football games, soccer games, field hockey games, because they have certain protocols in place as far as how many fans and parents, family members can attend the games, and it's limited the football games to just two family members per player. So they started streaming some of the sporting events, video only, no audio. And I texted Greg Butler, the athletic director, and half joking, half serious, I volunteered my services if they ever had a Thursday night football game prior to my travels on Friday during the NFL season. And it turns out they do have a game tonight against Dumont, as you mentioned, so I'll be up in the broadcast booth.
All right, I have to ask, because obviously when you're getting ready to do an NFL game, you have at least some familiarity with who you're dealing with, the players, the coaches, et cetera. You're going into a high school game. Now, you may know a little bit about Northern Valley because you have a family tie there, but as far as the football teams go, how difficult has the preparation for this game been?
You're right, Mark. It's more challenging than an NFL game because we're all so familiar with the NFL players. Now, the volume of work for an NFL game is 20, 30, 40 hours per week because I'm watching prior games. I'm doing a lot of reading, going through statistics and press releases and media guides. So the volume is certainly a lot bigger for the NFL game. There's not a lot of information out there regarding the high school teams. I've been catching up on newspaper articles, and there are some terrific websites and The coaches have been great. I spent about a half hour with the Demarest coach, Tony Mottola, on Monday right before his team practiced, and spent some time on the phone with Rick Bird, the Dumont coach, and Matt Butler, one of the assistant coaches. So they've been terrific as far as going through the names, the pronunciations. That's the big thing. I don't want to get any of these names wrong. So both coaches were nice enough to go down the roster and pronounce some of the tricky names and go over their depth chart and send me statistics and give me some nuggets about some of their key players. So I feel pretty good about the amount of information that I've been able to put together over the last week or so. And I will have a color analyst, a former student at Demarest, Ellie Nachmani, who's now a Harvard Law student. And, you know, maybe we'll be, maybe he'll be on the ballot someday in the future. Maybe we'll be voting for him in about 20 years. But he's been terrific. He played for the team from 2010 through 2013. So he knows a lot of the coaches and some of the players. And he'll be up in the press box with me. Social distance, of course, about 6 feet away. But I don't know if anybody wants to listen to me talk solo for 2 hours. So it'll be great to have Ellie up there with me.
Now, you had the Giants and the Washington football team this past Sunday. Not exactly a marquee matchup. And if you just look at the records of the two teams you're calling tonight, they are both 1-5. Dumont has lost 5 in a row. They're the Huskies, I found out. And Northern Valley is the Norsemen. I saw the Viking logo, and of course I assumed they were the Vikings, but they're the Norsemen. They're also 1-5. They've lost 2 in a row. How similar to preparing for a non-marquee matchup Sunday is your preparation for this game tonight?
Well, it's funny you mentioned the Vikings. My high school, Paul D. Schreiber High School on Long Island in Port Washington, I'm a proud 1986 graduate. We were the Vikings, so not too far off with the Norsemen. You know, I prepare for every game as if it's a playoff game or the Super Bowl. So even though the Giants were 1-7 heading into the game and Washington had a record of 2-5, you know, A, it's still an NFL game. And we're also fortunate, those of us who work on the NFL crews, to be, you know, working a game every weekend. And there are millions of people watching these games. You know, the New York market's the number one market. The Washington market is right up there. And anyone who has DirecTV or the Red Zone channel. So, you know, to me, I don't care if the game's going to 10% of the country or 100. I prepare the same way. And in the NFC East this year, these are games that are going to determine the division winner and a playoff team. So right now, amazingly, you know, both the Giants and Washington are one win behind the division leader, Philadelphia. So I'll prepare for that game the same as I will for the 8-0 Steelers this week against the Cincinnati Bengals. You know, both high school teams, as you mentioned, are 1-5 this year, and they're pretty similar talking to the coaches. They're both really young. Demarest has only 4 seniors. Dumont has 7 seniors on the roster. And it's been a challenging year for all high school students and for the athletes. They weren't able to hold the usual training camps and practice as they normally would due to the protocol and the safety measures over the summer. I know the numbers are down. Not as many kids tried out for both teams. They both have injuries. Dumont has a number of injuries to key players. So they both had 500 or winning records last year. Demarest was 6-4. Dumont was 5-5. So you probably have to throw the records out the window this year just due to the circumstances. I mean, they don't even – I was at practice Monday. They don't even have access to their locker room. The athletes, you know, get their equipment and jerseys on at home or in their car and drive to practice and then head home. So it's a lot different in 2020 for these kids than it would be in any other year.
I'm curious to know, because we've had so many scheduled changes at the high school ranks. And of course, the big matchup, 1-2, just a week and a half ago, St. Peter's Prep and Bergen Catholic wound up being canceled at almost the last minute because of COVID. What kind of sense, Kenny, did you get from the two coaches about how grateful they are to have gotten to game 7?
I think that's the perfect word, grateful, in speaking with both coaches. I'm not sure back in August or September they would have believed you if you told them that on November 12th they would be getting ready to play their 7th game. Their seasons both started on October 2nd. You know, they've both played 6 games, as you mentioned. I know that Demarest has a potential 8th game either next week or the week after, depending on some of the protocols and the safety measures. So, you know, especially for the kids, right? The seniors, it's their last year, even though there aren't too many of them on both of these rosters, the fact that they've had the opportunity to participate during their senior year is something that they'll never forget.
All right. I know you're a busy guy, and I promise I won't keep you much longer. You talked about trying to get the names right. Which name or names are you having the most trouble nailing down on either side?
Well, fortunately, my daughter, who is a senior, knows a number of the fellow students on the team. So it's the first time I've ever had to go to one of my kids to help with pronunciation. But I think we're between my daughter and the coaches, I think I'm all set. There are a couple of tricky ones, but I've worked Olympic hockey with countries such as Belarus and Kazakhstan. So it's nothing any harder than some of those names have been.
One of these days, remind me to tell you the Stan Netzkash story. It's too long to tell
NHL
now.
Defenseman.
Yeah, too long to tell you the story now, but I have to tell you a story eventually, one of these years, about...
And I'll tell you about the Mironov brothers.
Oh, gosh.
Who pronounced their names differently when they were in the NHL. You had Boris Mironov and Dmitry Mironov.
Oh, my gosh. We talked about, obviously, you know, the pressure of trying to make sure you get everything right tonight. As far as these kids and their families are concerned, this might be the biggest game they ever play because they've got the Kenny Albert calling their game. So how much pressure are you feeling?
Well, that's nice of you to say. Hopefully they played in some bigger games than this. But, you know, it's created, somewhat of a it's gone through the news cycle over the last day or two. The Bergen Record picked it up in the New York Post and some other websites. So I've heard from some friends who have kids on the team and other parents here in northern New Jersey. So, it'll be fun, I guess, for them to listen and not just watch. They've had the opportunity to watch the video on these live streams over the last month or so. But, it'll hopefully keep them entertained for a couple of hours tonight.
It's funny, you led me right into my final question. When's the last time you got this much ink on a single assignment?
I was amazed. The athletic director, Greg Butler, tweeted something out on Monday or Tuesday and put it up on his Facebook page, and that's how everybody found out about it. I think Darren Cooper, the high school sports writer for the Bergen Record, he saw one of Greg Butler's tweets, and then some others picked up on it as well. But when I volunteered to do the broadcast tonight, I figured that the school would send out an email and that would be it. So it sort of took on a life of its own yesterday.
Well, have a good call. Look forward to hearing it. Please stay well and safe, and we'll catch up before the start of the NBA and NHL seasons.
Thanks, Mark. Again, hope you and your family and all of your listeners and viewers stay safe and healthy, and I look forward to hopefully seeing you soon.
Awesome. Thanks again. I'm Mark Erday. That's the great Kenny Albert, and you're On the Mark.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.